You are out and about with Gene Salater, WHDD Robin Hood Radio, and I am here at Housatonic Valley Regional High School with Renee. And Renee, I just want to breathe in this delicious air. There are evergreens everywhere, and they smell so good. How are you doing today?
Great. We've had a really good day of sales so far with the kids.
Excellent. How many students do you have working on this project?
There are over 100 students enrolled in the FFA program, and they each contribute, whether it's making sales or creating the product, pricing Christmas trees, creating holiday designs, you name it, these kids can do it.
So, that's great.
Yeah, it's a really great process for them.
How many wreaths do you put together? I mean, they're stunning. Some are very, very plain, but bold, and others have all sorts of beautiful cones and things.
We actually cannot produce enough ourselves to sustain the entire business, but we do work with some local people. They donate greens. We try to make as many as possible, so we'll move a couple hundred, we hope, of hand-tied wreaths that either the students or volunteers in the community make, but we end up buying in a couple hundred wreaths also from
Wow.
a supplier. And as you can see, our shelves are pretty bare right now because we can't keep them on the shelf. They fly off as fast as we can stock them.
Wow. So today is Saturday. This will air tomorrow, Sunday morning. When should people come back?
We are open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. Oh, wow. to 4:30 p.m. And last night we actually did a holiday night with the kids where we picked a night to stay open till 7 p.m. And encouraged.
How did that go?
It was good. There were lots of student volunteers, and we had a little Santa Claus visit, and we had a petting zoo set up with some of our school animals here. And
yeah, I hear
it was
somebody baying in the background there.
It was a fun night for the kids and the community. So
that's great. So you'll be open next weekend, you're hoping?
Yes. As long as we have product, we are hoping to be open until the 23rd.
Okay. That's great. Renee, thank you so much for your time and your dedication to the agriculture program here at Housatonic.
Thank you. My pleasure.
I have the great pleasure of meeting Luke and Ella, who are here at the FFA Housatonic Agriculture Tree Sale. And you guys are selling cookies to benefit an exciting trip for the students in the spring. Luke, you're going to tell us a little bit more about the trip.
We hosted students from Germany earlier in October, and they stayed with us and their families. I hosted one myself, and we'll go back to Germany in April, and we'll be staying with our host families that we hosted their kids.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And how long of a tradition? How many years has this been going on?
I'm not sure.
Any of us were here.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure, honestly.
Alrighty, and Jillian, you said that this is a bake sale basically to benefit and get some cash for this trip of how many students?
There's 12 students and 3 chaperones going.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And today is the last day for these delicious cookies, and then when is the next fundraiser and what is it?
Our next fundraiser starts tomorrow. It will be at Goshen Wine and Spirits, and if you go in and mention the German Club fundraiser, they have different German wines that are on sale that you can have for the holidays, either give as a gift or have for one of your parties. And a portion of all those sales will go to the German Club.
That's a neat idea. So for those of you listening on Sunday morning, that kicks off tomorrow.
Yep,
so
there'll be a wine tasting
today,
tomorrow,
technically.
12 to 5.
12 to 5
at
on
Goshen
Sunday.
Wine and Spirits.
Yep. So this is airing in the morning, so you have plenty of time to get over to Goshen Wine and Spirits.
Exactly.
And then does that proceed benefit, does that continue on?
Right, that will continue until Christmas. So all of the proceeds, if you mention the German Club fundraiser.
All right, German Club for the Housatonic students heading to Europe in April. Ella, what is your favorite part of doing all of this stuff? Because you've got cookie sales, you've got a trip coming up. Do you love to pack?
I actually do. favorite part is spending time with the people who are going on the trip so that I get to know them better, so that, you know, make bonding relationships in Germany. And
very good. Luke, come on back over here. Give us a little example of your fluent German. Ready, go.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but I don't even take German as a class. I take
Nein, Spanish. Spanken Sie Deutsch? No?
No.
I have no idea what I just said, but it had German in it somewhere, I think.
You definitely said no.
I said no. Herr Schiff 9. I know that one, too. My grandmother was German.
Oh, nice.
My Oma and Opa were from there Germany. Definitely. Teacher's favorite experience in all of this?
It's going to be really great to have them head to another country and experience a different culture, even if it's not one that they've studied at school. So I think it's going to be a really great experience. They already connected with the other students when they came to visit, and now they'll get to go see their side of the world.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, thank you all very much for your time. And once again, you're out and about with Gene Salater for WHDD Robin Hood Radio. We are over and out.